Chapter 4. Human. The English say plane, but the French say avion to mean exactly the same thing. How can this be? If you think you know the answer, give me a ring on 07734 07734, or if you prefer, drop me a line at crapid@luniversallearning.com. Colin's conundrums have been Slapper's idea. I've decided to give you a radio show, Colin. Oh, thank you very much, Miss Slapper. Snapper. This is the snappest I can go. Why me, anyway? A, because you're full of rubbish, and B, because you're dirt cheap. But we haven't even discussed my fees yet. Fees? Look, Colin, do you want to be a radio star or don't you? Well, yes. In that case, shut up and listen. There then followed a lengthy don'ts list. Don't upset anyone. Don't be rude to your listeners. Don't make any tasteless jokes. Don't make any snide remarks about your colleagues. Don't have a laugh at others' expenses. Don't enjoy yourself. And above all, don't forget to plug Luniversal Learning every 20 seconds. Got that, Colin? Yes. No. Shall I run through that again for you? No need, Miss Slapper. Run through what? The phone rang and Colin nearly fell off his chair. He couldn't remember the last time a listener had phoned in. He'd often wondered whether there was anybody out there at all. Except Slapper, of course, who recorded all the shows and regularly played back the most embarrassing bits at staff meetings. Yes? Ah, hi. Is that Dollies on Trolleys? No. Could you send me 24 of the extra large deluxe? Sorry, did you say no? Yes. You said yes? Yes. Okay, well, could you send me 24 of the extra large deluxe citrus and... This is Dollies on Trolleys, isn't it? I told you once, said Colin, delighted to have someone, anyone, to talk to, or wind up, rather. Is your name Barry, by any chance? You what? Is your name Barry? No, why? It's just you sounded like a Barry to me. Sorry, Barry, my mistake, carry on. You wanted 24 of the extra large deluxe citrus scent. My name's Brian. Oh, that's pretty close, then. You sound like a dick to me. Eh, nice one, Barry. No, there are no dicks here at Luniversal Learning, said Colin, lying through his teeth. Luniversal what? This isn't Dollies on Trolleys, is it? Does the Pope like pop music? Well, how should I know? Look, is that 07784 07784? Afraid not, Barry, said Colin, jotting down the number for future reference. He remembered Slapper's instructions. Sell the buggers our courses, and switched to telemarketing mode. So, shall I put your name down for Sherbet Perverts, Barry? What's Sherbet Perverts? It's our latest course, aimed at kinky lemon lovers. I think you'd love it. I'd sooner be run over by a truck than... Barry? As Colin mused on how rude some people can be, the phone rang again. 2 in 2 minutes. Colin whacked his head with the microphone to check he wasn't dreaming. Bloody hell, he wasn't. Hello? Go away, said Colin, still counting the stars. 36, 37. Colin's conundrums. Oh, yes, hi, sorry about that, Colin said, recovering his composure. Have you cracked today's conundrum? No, but I've got another one for you. It's about biscuits. Look, I'm sorry, but the only conundrums we do on this show are... Biscuits, did you say? Colin's curiosity had got the better of him. He'd always had a soft spot for biscuits, particularly lemon creams, as it happened. He was also rather partial to choc chip cookies and... Yes, that's right. What I'd like to know is this. Why does every packet of biscuits we buy always contain at least one broken biscuit? Yeah, that's a good point. Sorry, I didn't catch your name. Ginger. That's a good point, Ginger. Colin had often wondered the same thing himself. Every day he would open a minute packet of 5 choc chip cookies, only to find nothing but 500 minuscule chips. The manufacturers called them fun-sized, presumably because they thought it was hilarious. Naturally, Colin had a theory. He had a theory for everything. You know what I think, Ginger? What? I reckon they employ someone to smash each packet of biscuits with a hammer before it leaves the factory. Yeah, that's right.
Is it?
I was a biscuit hammerer for 15 years. I had a smashing time. But why do they do it?
Beats me.
You never asked.
Sure, but all my boss would tell me was, top secret market research shows that 8 out of 10 customers prefer their biscuits to be broken. Now get back to your hammer, you lazy git.
Fascinating. So why did you give it up, Ginger?
I was sacked. They caught me trying to sneak out a packet of custard creams that hadn't been under the hammer.
And what do you do these days?
Bore the pants off anyone who will listen to me.
Is it okay if I ring you again tomorrow?
Sure, said Colin, of whom the pants had not been remotely bored.
Bye then, Ginger.
Cheers, Colin.
Feeling as if he had made a friend for life, Colin started reflecting on how nice some people could be.
only for his thoughts to be interrupted by yet another call zinging in from outer space. 3 in 3 minutes! Hello? Collins Condoms? Conundrums. Or whatever. Collins' caller went straight to the point. How come it's always the man's fault? How do you mean, said Colin, knowing exactly what he meant. Everyone talks about human error, right? But you never hear anybody blame a mistake on human error, do you? I think you'll find human is an all-embracing term, encompassing both sexes, said Colin, surprising himself with his first intelligent observation of the day. That's not what Wikipedia says. Vicky who? Wikipedia! Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to like it or lump it up. Sorry, what was the name? Brendan. Brenda? Brendan, with an N. Brenda's a girl's name, you pillock. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black, said Colin, using an idiom he'd never understood and never would. Well, thanks for calling, Brandon. Have a nice day. Piss off. If only. Still not having had the chance to make it to the loo, Colin had avoided thinking about his discomfort by applying his advanced bladder cork techniques. Just don't think about it. Think about something else. Go easy on the water. Tie a knot in it. That sort of thing. Sensing, however, that things were coming to a head, Colin was sorely tempted to leave the studio. After all, on any other day, nobody would even have noticed his absence. But today? It was a good moment to take stock of the day, Colin decided. He loved taking stock. Pens, pencils, highlighters, whatever he could lay his hands on. Let's see. He'd nearly sold a course, he'd made a new friend, and he'd resolved a tricky language question. Yes, this was definitely the most successful Colin's conundrums to date. He hoped Slapper was recording it. Now, if someone would only phone in with the answer to today's conundrum, what was it again? Something about French planes, he seemed to recall. Colin had never followed a script in his life, but he desperately needed that blasted sheet right now. Please phone, don't ring. He rifled through the obvious places, desk, briefcase, pockets, flies, socks, but without joy. Just as he was about to call the Samaritans, he spotted a paper under his desk. There you are, you bastard! He bent down, squeezed under his desk, reached out for the offending document, and the phone rang. Such was life. Forgetting where his head was, Colin tried to get to his feet, but only got as far as his knees. Hell's bells! The stars had returned. These ones were more V-shaped and more vicious than the last bunch. 16, 17... Is that Colin's conundrums? 28, 29... I think I can crack your conundrum, Colin. Colin had cracked enough things for one day, thank you very much. Re-emerging from under his desk, paper in hand, he grabbed the microphone, simultaneously smashing his jaw just for the hell of it. There then followed what might best be described as some kind of Indian war dance, as a semi-conscious Colin spun around the studio in search of his seat. Are you there, Colin? Not totally, said Colin, slowly coming to his senses. I said, I think I can crack your conundrum, Colin.
Crack my what?
Your conundrum.
All right, go ahead.
Is it because the French don't know how to speak English properly?
Congratulations, said Colin, keen to call it a day, and not even bothering to check his script for the solution.
So what's my prize?
Prize?
Yeah, what have I won?
Hang on a minute. Shit, this had never happened before. Colin's conundrums had a winner. Miss Slapper wouldn't be at all happy about this. Don't give out any prizes, she'd warned him, on more than one occasion. Colin had to think quickly. He thought best under pressure, so he was always thinking best, but now he needed to think even better than best. Then the inevitable happened. Colin had a brainwave. Hi, sorry about that, I was just readjusting my microphone. Could I have your name, please?
Lola.
How'd you spell that?
L-O-L-A, Lola.
Well, Lola, the good news is you've won a romantic dinner for two with Luniversal Learning's delightful director of studies, Simon Holepunch.
Can't you just send me some book tokens instead?
Sorry, Lola, take it or leave it.
Well, I think that's a crap prize.
I take it you know, Simon. Well, anyway, thanks for calling, Lola. Enjoy your meal. Bye. Colin was going to have to do a bit of explaining, but he would worry about that later. He drew his show to a close. Thank you for tuning in to Colin's Conundrums. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to check out Luniversal Learning's webpage for further details about our courses or whatever. Sorry, I can't remember the address offhand. It wasn't the most professional finish to an otherwise impeccable performance. For his part, Colin already had his mind on a different kind of performance altogether.